Yo, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the Traumafied Podcast, man. It's your boy Zell Johnson, man. Hey, listen, man. In this episode, I want to talk to y'all about some ghost stories, man. Yeah. I don't know if y'all believe in ghosts or not. I don't know if you care about ghosts or not. I don't know if they are real or not. I'm not 100% sure. But what we are going to do is we're going to talk about some of the weird, strange things that I went through growing up in my mom's house. All right, listen, we're going straight just get into it. Listen, man. Let me give y'all a little backstory. I told y'all kind of about my mom's house in one of my other episodes, probably the possum invasion. But let me give you a little backstory again. Now, I'm not 100% into the heebie-jeebies. I don't know if these things are real or not. I don't know if ghosts are real or not. But I know I went through some weird stuff in my life, and I can't really explain it. So let me give y'all a little backstory, right? So the house I grew up in, it used to be a funeral home, right? It used to be two or three streets back, and it was a funeral home in like the 20s and 30s. So the house is coming up on about 100 years old, right? So long story short, they moved the house to the street it's on now, right? And it used to be a funeral home. Like the front room, you can still see the light bulb. It's painted over. It's like all painted over and whatever, but you can see where the light bulb was that shined down on the bodies. It's in the front room, and you can also see on the side. The way the house is set up, you can tell it was some sort of something, because it's like, it's weird. It's almost like, it's like the two doors on both sides have these clips in the corner where you can tell like curtains were made to hang there. And then again, the light bulb is where it shined down on the people at. So anyways, they converted the house into a, they converted the funeral home into a house. And my grandmother purchased it, I think it was $5,000 back, way back in the day. It was like $5,000-$6,000. And another reason why it was probably that cheap is because it was converted from a funeral home to a house. It was converted from a funeral home to a house. So my mom growing up in the house, she used to talk about the weirdest, craziest stuff happening. But my ghost stories, some of the things that I've been through, what I'll start with is, and I'm not going to go in order. I'm going to just start with my grandmother. So my grandmother passed away in 06, right? And that year, before she passed, like months before she passed, I was like, I just had this feeling one day when I was coming upstairs, like, man, now my grandma gonna pass away this year. I don't know why I had that feeling. I was literally just walking up the stairs one day about to go in my room, normal day, and I just had this feeling come over me. And she ended up passing December. It's weird because it's my wife's birthday, December 6th. December 6th, 2006. Yeah, it's weird. Or December 5th. I forget. One of those days. My wife's birthday is the 5th or the 6th. I can't remember right now. I know that's terrible. But it was it's like the same day almost. And it's like, or not the same, or if the same day. I'm just like, that's weird. You know what I mean? But anywho, man, one day, before my alarm went off for school, I can't exactly remember if it was before my alarm went off or after my alarm went off. But anyway, you know how someone has a smell? Not like in a bad way, but like my grandmother's house always had a certain smell. Not like a bad smell, but like it's just when you come into people's homes, they have their own fragrances and scents, or, you know, things that they, you know, whatever. So I wake up and the sheet, I had like the sheet over my head, and the sheet didn't just get snatched back or fall back. It literally was moving slowly, like somebody was pulling the sheet back like from my face. And I did not smelt her, and I just kind of thought of her. I wasn't scared or anything, but it was like, how the hell did that sheet just move away from my face? It was literally like somebody was slowly pulling the sheet back. And I just smelled like her house, how her house used to be. And it's almost like I didn't physically see her, but like she was like on my mind. And it was just weird, because it was like, huh? It was so shocking, it didn't even scare me. So that was like one of the one times. And then there was this other time where I was laying in a bed, right? I was laying in the bed. I think I had my headphones on. Room, everything was dark in the room. And I had my foot hanging off of the bed. And something touched my foot. I swear to God, I know it sounds crazy, but like, you know how your foot's hanging off the bed? And I kind of felt weird, like, why is my, you know, I don't like my foot. It's kind of weird, you know, it's like cold and it's just out there in the open. And man, something tapped me on my big toe, I believe it was. It was like, it just tapped me. And even then I wasn't scared, I just kind of pulled my, oh, sorry. This is a loud car going by me. Wow. But anyway, it was like, man, you know, it was just like, yo, like something just tapped me. And when it tapped me, I just moved my foot like, yo, what the heck was that? Like, that was super duper weird. You know what I mean? And I had like a lot of little incidents where I would have like a sleep paralysis, or like I would wake up and I could move my eyes around. I could move my eyes, but I couldn't move my body. And there was this one time, so we didn't have heat in our house growing up. We used to have to get like these little heaters. And you know, if any of y'all know about them heaters, man, they only work for like a small area. Or if they are in like a big area, it's either going to run the electricity bill up and it's going to get kind of warm, or it's going to run the electricity bill up and it ain't going to get warm at all. Unless you right in front of it. And again, my house was drafty, a lot of holes and patches and things like that. So anyways, man, I'm in bed. I wake up and have sleep paralysis. So I'm looking at the heater and there's this 3 foot tall thing there, like a black shadow. And it had like 3 claws. Now I'm just waking up out of dead sleep. You know, when you have sleep paralysis, you're automatically a little bit scared because you can't move. So it could have been my mind just playing tricks on me. It could have just been me waking up from a deep sleep and my mind still trying to recalculate. You know what I mean? Trying to figure out what all's going on, right? And that was one little quick incident. I popped out of it. I looked around. Didn't see anything. Like, okay, cool. Whatever. Okay, all right, cool. Okay, cool. And then there's this one time, right? I'm just getting straight into it, y'all. I'm not even. There's this one time where I'm coming out the bathroom, and I cut the light off in the hallway, and there's this black mass just kind of moving. And even that, I wasn't scared. It was just like I saw it. I'm like, I kind of blinked a little bit, kind of looked like, what the hell? Got my vision right. It was gone. So I'm thinking like maybe it was just, you know, when you're in a room and it's real bright and then you come out and you cut the lights off, your eyes gotta adjust. But man, I swear that's what it looked like. It was like this blob of black mass and it was just gone. It just vanished. Like it didn't fade away. It just like literally pop. It just was gone. Like I don't know how it was just gone. So but that's not the craziest story. I wish I had my boy Mike Johnson with me right now. So there's this other time. My boy Mike, he writes fan fictions, right? Well, at the time, this was about, I say maybe between 08 and 2010-ish. I don't know the year, but it was way before I moved out, because I moved out in 2014. Man, so okay. This dude writes fan fictions, right? So he comes to my crib. He like, yo, man, I just wrote this fan fiction for Street Fighter, because he was really, really into like Street Fighter and anime. That's my boy, though. You know what I'm saying? But we grew up together. And so that's what he was heavy into it. Like, he was real heavy into it. He could draw. I mean, he could draw these anime characters so good, man. This dude was sweet with it. But he comes to my house and my mom's at work. She was working two jobs at the time. My brother had moved out. And my pops was at work. So I was home alone. So he comes to the crib, man. He's like, yo, man, I got this fan fiction I've been working on, man. This Street Fighter joint. You want to read it? I'm like, yeah, you know, I ain't doing nothing else. What you got, bro? So I'm reading it. He's a real good. This dude is so talented, man. But it's just like where we come from, we don't have the opportunity. So I'm reading it and it's dope. Like he's really into it. You know what I'm saying? And as I'm reading it, all I hear is like that. Like that. Like something whispered. And we both looked up at each other. And it's almost like we almost said it at the same time. Like, did you hear that? And so I'm thinking, like, when I was reading it, he was just kind of sitting there looking at his phone. And so I said, was that you? And he says, no, I thought that was you. He said, I thought you were, like, reading. And I was like, did that sound like me? He's like, no. It sounded like it came from above us. It was literally a disembodied voice. Now, hear me out. I mean, man, I really, 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 I don't, even after all the things I went through, it's a part of my mind that's like, I still don't believe in ghosts, because like, I never physically saw like like a motherfucking ghost standing somewhere. You know what I mean? But it was a voice. Like, there was no TVs on. My TV was off upstairs, because when I heard him knock, I cut it off. Like, oh, my boy Mike here. Cut the TV off, came downstairs. TV was off downstairs. The lights were on. All the lights were on. But I had cut it off. Like, let me go downstairs, because he wasn't going to be long. He was getting off work. I think he was getting off work, because he worked at Walmart at the time. He still works at Walmart. But he was like getting off work and he was like, yo, man, I want to show you this, man. You know what I'm saying? But before I go home, or I forget exactly what it was, man. But anywho, we heard his voice and we both look at each other. And I'm like, was that you? It's like, no. And then I'm thinking like, maybe it was somebody outside. And he's like, well, how would you hear somebody outside whispering? They would have to be whispering pretty loud for you to hear them. And mind you, we are sitting in the funeral home part. Like, as soon as you come to my mom's front door, that is the funeral home part thingy. So I still think there's some energy in that house. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I'm not somebody that's like, ooh, ghost. Like, nah, like, I just don't know. I really don't. I just don't know what that could have been. Was it a, you know, we used to have raccoons in the house, but raccoons, they make a scratching sound. This was like a, it's like, you know, it was a voice. We both know it was a voice, and it was a disembodied voice. It was just like in the middle of the room, like in the ceiling or like just. It's just like, I don't know. It was just there. And we never heard it again. You know, me and him went on the porch. He was like, damn, that shit. We getting on the porch. We not dealing with none of this weirdo. Nah. So one time, man, skip that story. And it just basically ended like that. I told my mom about it and that was it. So there was another story. I'm jumping around. This is not in chronological order. It's just popping in my head when I'm thinking about it. So there was one time, my father, he had this friend he used to work with. I think his name was Wright, Mr. Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, Wright. I think it was spelled like that. And he had passed away. He was an older guy. He was probably like, I don't know, mid-70s, something like that. And he passed away. So He used to work with my dad down at the school, I believe. And there was a chest, like some of his stuff was in the chest, right? And my dad, they were like, hey, well, we don't know if he has any close relatives. So my dad ends up taking the chest home. He brings it home and it has all Mr. Right's stuff in it. So my mom working two jobs at the time. This is around the same time, kind of as weird. So, and my mom is on her way out the door. I'm 18. I think I'm either in college or just graduated, or no, this might have been 2010, because my boy Mike, I told my boy Mike to come over. All right, so boom, this is how I went. My mom was leaving for work, right, one day, and I was just home. I was looking for work at the time. That's what it was. I was looking for work at the time, just dropped out of college. So she leaves and she opens the door back up and she yells upstairs. She's like, Isaiah, make sure you keep all the doors locked and you keep everything right. And immediately I'm just like, what's going on? Something happened? Somebody shooting? Like, is it someone on the run? Like, because that's how it was. Like, when we was growing up, it was like, all right, what them happened? You see police everywhere, helicopter? Like, what's going on? And she's like, no, I just saw something strange. And, you know, I'm gonna ask what? I'm like, what? What did you see? What did you see? What are you talking about? What are you talking about, mom? Wait, what's going on? Nah, I just saw something strange. I don't know. And I'm like, mom, come on now. You can't just tell me that. Like, I need, what's going on? So she's like, all right, listen. Not trying to scare you or anything, but she said, I literally saw a dark, misty shadow float from the kitchen. As she was going out the door, she saw it float from the kitchen and stop at the stairwell going upstairs. Now, mind you, I'm about to be home alone. She's leaving. I'm upstairs. And then you say you just saw a shadow move from the kitchen to the stairwell. Why is he going to the stairwell? I'm upstairs. Hold up. So she like, yeah, but you know, you'll be fine. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. You, whoa, wait, hold up. You can't just tell me that and leave. I ain't gonna cap. I was scared. I'm like, what the fuck you mean? So I called my boy Mike T, Mike Turlington. Shout out Mike. I called my boy Mike and I'm like, yo, Mike, hey man, come over here, man. I'm like, yo, come over here, bro. Just come kick it with me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna cap. I was like, yo, I'm not trying. I had a door on my room. I could just close the door, but it's like still, it's like eerie feeling. And my mom, one thing about my mom, I will tell you, one thing she's not is a liar. She just doesn't make up shit. Just because, I mean, what was the what would be the benefit of that? Like, there's no, she was working two jobs. Yeah, she could have been stressed. Her eyes could have been playing tricks on her. You know, she was in her early 60s at the time. Maybe she needed glasses. A lot of things. But, like, one thing my mom's not is she's not a liar. She's not going to make up a story out the blue just to say it. So, either it was the sun in her eyes as she was closing the door and it was dark down. It wasn't dark. Like, we had a light on down there. So, like, you can see clearly the sun shining in. So it just it doesn't seem like she would have made that up. She saw something, whether it'd been her eyes playing tricks on her or she actually saw something. Either way, she saw something. And she's like, all right, I'm going to work. I gotta go. I'm just like, okay. I wasn't like terrified, but I was like anxious. Like, it's am I gonna be sitting in here and something knock on the door? Because I had like this glass door that had this sheet, like this little plastic sheer, what is it? What is it, like a curtain, like a shower curtain? Yeah, there you go, like a shower curtain thingy, like a shower lining thing. But it was like a burgundy type thing. Who's living, you know. But anywho, man, I'm thinking like, is something gonna knock on the door? So I'm like, yo, bro, come over here, man. Come kick it with me. I ain't gonna lie. I tried to call my boy, like, yo, come kick it with me, man. I ain't dealing with this today. So, yeah, man, those are like a few ghost stories that I had growing up in that house. Even when I moved into this house now, it was around the same time my uncle had passed, and I had this drill bit. and I'm drilling, I'm like trying to drill like a new handle on the door, because it was one of those long handles, those custom handles that you had to drill the bottom into the door. And, you know, it was some fancy stuff my wife wanted. Anyways, it didn't end up working because the door is like some sort of steel, and the drill bit wasn't strong enough to get through it. Anyway, my daughter gotta go use the bathroom, gotta go number two. And my wife was waiting on her to bring toilet paper and everything, because there wasn't nothing in the house. We just purchased the house, so there was literally nothing in here. So as I'm taking her to the bathroom, me and my daughter, at the time we moved in, she was what? She's five. She turned five in 2021. And then she turned four in 2020. So she was three going on four when we got this house. And even she said, we both heard the drill bit cut on. Zzz, and stop. Now, could have been a malfunction, because I was using it a lot to try to get through that it's like the door is like a little thin metal plate slice on it. I don't know however they did the door, but it's like a little, it's hard. You couldn't get through it. So I was trying to get through the door with this drill bit. And then I set it on the floor and was like, all right, come on, let's go to the bathroom. And it could have just been like some shut off thing. But I mean, I mean, no one was touching it. So we both heard the bit zoom and it cut off. My daughter's like, what was that? That was a drill. Who's drilling? And I'm like, no one? She's like, what do you mean no one? You heard it, right? I'm like, yeah, I heard it. So I go out there and I start fiddling with the drill bit. And I'm like, okay, let me see if I get this thing to recreate what it did. So I'm starting to use it, push it, and I set it down, and nothing. It just doesn't do it again. So I don't know if it was just like a little, I even Googled, do they start by themselves? And it didn't show nothing. So I'm like, I don't know if that was, I don't know what it was. Like, I have no explanation for these things. Like, I'm the type of person, I need definitive proof if the afterlife is real. Like, I'm one of those type of people, I need definitive proof. Like, I need solid evidence. You can't just tell me something or show me a little. That's why I say I'm interested in the extraterrestrials and, you know, the great beyond and all those type of things. But like, at the same time, I need sufficient evidence to say I believe it. So I don't 100% believe in ghosts. I'm like 40%. I'm like 40% I believe in ghosts. Like 30% believe in aliens and things like that. You know what I mean? So listen, man, this is the Traumafied podcast, man. These are just some of my little ghost stories. And hey, man, I'm gonna talk to y'all.